to begin with an invocation that the divine presence be here with us. Its grace pours on each one of you and on us as a collective body. I'm seeing now more and more people coming every week, and that is something very special, because those who feel the presence here, whether you're a singer or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is the love and the opening and the aspiration. And through Om, the music that comes is from a height above what we normally understand. Sri Aurobindo speaks of levels above the mind, intuitive mind, illumined mind, overhead planes, over mind. I don't know where the music is coming from, but I know it is a divine music, and it is coming through our human bodies. So we begin every week by humming, preparing this physical instrument to receive the music, and for that we must do some exercises.
Oh.
these exercises are centuries old, to teach us how to place the voice, how to throw the voice, how to develop resonance in the voice, how to smooth the vibrato of the voice. So when we do an exercise, there's much more to it than just warming up. Each one has a purpose. Vo, vo, v. Vo. hurts the body, doesn't it? And we feel that we're breathing better, taking deeper breaths, I hope. Remember when we discussed how to take a breath, that the lower three ribs come out, we take a breath through the nostrils, quick sniff, and that's it. We can do it absolutely silently also. Yes, yes. The diaphragm comes out also. And that's something that we all have to work on. But the more critical thing is after we've taken the breath, not to give it away by crushing the ribs again. So the rib cage has to stay out like a barrel. And the air column is pushed up with the diaphragm. Now, how it's coming, And how many of us know each other? If the chamber's door is even a little ajar, what then can hinder God from stealing in? Or who prevent his kiss on the sleeping soul? We are there, we must stay here. Open, 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 open. Just instruments on which he and she play. How sayest thou, truth can never light the human mind, and bliss can never invade the mortal's heart, or God descend into the world he made? Remember beauty. Remember that we are all one. Remember that there are no wrong notes. And remember that the Lord is singing us.
Thank you.
If our souls could see and love and clasp God's truth, its infinite radiance would seize our hearts, our being in God's image be remade, and earthly life become the life divine. If in the meaningless void creation grows, if from a bodiless force matter was born, if life could climb in the unconscious tree, if green delight break into emerald leaves, and its laughter of beauty blossom in the flower. If sense could wake in tissue, nerve, and cell, and thought seize the gray matter of the brain, and soul from its secrecy through the flesh, how shall the nameless light not leap on men, and unknown powers emerge from nature's sleep?
even now, hints of a luminous truth like stars arise in the mind mooned splendor of ignorance. Even now, the deathless lover's touch we feel. If the chamber's door is even a little ajar, what then can hinder God from stealing in? Or who?